You feel safe when someone you know, like, and trust recommends a product to you, right? Or you connect deeply with them. Because we can all see things on YouTube and someone can pitch us something. And you're like, I don't know where this is coming from, whatever. So I do think, like, that more connected with people. And if you can use other people that are connected with your mission and your words, it's going to have a bigger impact than us having to find this somehow on YouTube versus keywords. Hi, I'm Jacqueline Snyder, and this is the Product Boss Podcast. I've helped launch and grow thousands of product-based businesses, even one of my own. And over the last 20 years, I've seen behind the scenes of businesses just like yours. Whether they are makers, manufacturers, artists, or food and beverage businesses, I have spent so many hours studying it all. I've discovered what makes them successful. What are mistakes they could avoid? How did they turn an idea into a successful business? And what are strategies they have used to make more sales and be discovered by more customers? This is what this show is all about. Whether you're just starting out or you're looking to become a million-dollar product boss, I'm here to give you the permission to chase your dreams, no matter how big or small. All you need is the right mindset, a little courage, strategy, and support, and you too can be the next million-dollar product boss. Let's do this. Hey, product boss. Starting your own business, let alone a product-based one, can be so tough, especially if you're struggling with where to start or figuring out how to reach your goals. I know, I say it all the time, but that's exactly why having a solid foundation for your business is so important. One of the best ways to build that foundation is to invest in a CRM that can grow with you. That's exactly what HubSpot's all-in-one platform does. It helps you level up your sales, software, and support. Plus, they have a huge collection of resources to help startups scale. And with the HubSpot for Startups program, you can save big off your first year. To see if you're eligible to save on HubSpot and learn more, visit hubspot.com/startups. Hey, product boss. So I've heard from so many of you that your favorite podcast episodes from me are the coaching sessions, which is why today I'm actually going to give you a behind the scenes look of our Inner Circle Mastermind coaching calls. For those of you who don't know what my Inner Circle Mastermind is, it's where I work with a handful of product-based business owners who are making $100,000 to multiple millions in sales to discuss high-level strategy and how they can take their business to that next level while surrounding themselves with other product bosses who are at the same level and understand their struggles. Now, we meet twice a month, and this is just one of the ways that we hot seat and the mastermind operates, right? Somebody will ask a question, and I will give feedback and strategy, but the power of a mastermind and being surrounded by such brilliant people is that they will also give you feedback as well, right? That is what a mastermind is. Napoleon Hill says a mastermind is when the meeting of two minds comes together and creates a third mind that's, like, much stronger, much bigger, much greater. So imagine being surrounded by all of these very, very smart product-based business entrepreneurs, right? So this coaching call was packed with so much good information. I'm really excited to let you listen in behind the scenes and you can see what our masterminds are like and also learn some really interesting things. So let's dive in. The first Inner Circle Masterminder has a multi six-figure business selling towels, and she's wanting to pitch a new product to bigger retailers, but she is unsure where to start or what to include. Her question focuses on what things she should be including in her pitch. So let's listen in for that answer. Okay, let's talk about, like, the range of people. So there's going to be, like, the little boutique that someone set up somewhere and the store owner is typically going to be at that store and they're the buyer and they run the store and they're all that, right? A lot of us know that kind of person, or we are that person. And so they would be someone that you would just contact. Okay, there's that. Then there's another type of store that has more than one location. So those are stores that, like, start to do really well. And they're like, oh, we're doing so well, we're going to open more than one location. So I remember I used to try and find retailers that have, like, seven locations because I could talk to one buyer, but then sell more to seven locations. It's kind of a mix, right? You're going to get into the small boutiques where the store owner is really there, or it's a bigger boutique and they have shop people and then they're the buyer. Typically, if it's just a solo store, the owner is the buyer. Okay. If it's a bigger store and they've got a chain of them, they might actually have different buyers. So it might be a buyer for jewelry. It might be a buyer for home accessories. They might have just like different buyers, or again, it's one buyer that's supplying all the stores. So you'll kind of find that out. Then when we think about a bigger store, like maybe more of a national store, they still could be a boutique, but they're like much bigger and you can find them in more states. Again, there might be more like regional buyers for that. It's harder to reach. And then we talk about big box stores. So students of ours have like sold to Anthropology or Macy's, you know, like there's bigger ones, and those two have their own buyers for each. So those are like, that's the range of people to sell to. You don't have to do a Zoom call, or that doesn't have to be the first thing you do. So have you done any reach out or contact yet?
Yeah. So I have like contacted for the smaller boutiques. I just contacted the store, asked for the buyer, contacted the buyer, sent an email, and then sent like a sample package.
So, and what happened with that?
I didn't have very much luck with that, actually. Like, okay. I probably got one every 30 boxes I sent.
Okay. So are you just sending the boxes without them asking for it?
For some of them, yes. Yeah. Okay. So that was like kind of my second like point of contact. And then I would reach out again after and say, hey, did you receive the box? What did you think of it? And then tried to call too, but I don't know.
Okay. So the way I would go about it is I would outreach, call, talk to them. I'd probably have some sort of email app that tells me if they've opened it or not. So you want to know, like, have they read it or not? Because we'll either know they've never seen it, they're not ghosting you, they've never even opened it. So maybe it's gone into spam or promotions, and that might be require a phone call and be like, hey, I sent you an email. Did you see it yet? You know, that kind of thing. Or they've opened it. You can even see like they've opened it three times, right? Or they've opened it once and they haven't responded. If they have opened it, then you could send another email like that same day or like the next morning. And you could say, hey, just checking in again. Did you get my email yesterday? Simple as that. When you get them going back and forth with you, that's when you could hop, you could say like, would you like to hop on a phone call? Would you like to hop on a Zoom? Or just back and forth an email where you're basically saying, these are our best sellers. Let me send you the line sheets again. Let me show you what this is like that. In Multi-Stream Machine, Jared Mayer, there's a masterclass, the Pura Vida Jared Mayer masterclass is under wholesale. Go watch that. Did you watch it?
Yeah.
Okay. So he put together like a package that was like, he just wanted people to say yes to it. So you might be like, I could put together like a starter bundle for you or whatever you want to call it. And when I say bundle, it's not the way I'm teaching individual offer bundles. It's more of like, it'll be six styles and two of each in our best colors or something like that. And you could say, I'm putting that together. Or they might be like, oh, I'm not sure. And you could say, hey, I could send you a sample so you could feel the quality of the product. Here's the deal. I'm going to send you a return mailer for you to send it back to me. Don't let them keep it. They don't need to keep your stuff. So if they want to see a physical sample, the other way that reps do this is they go to the store and they'll like show the product. Or you can be like, hey, we can set up a Zoom call and I can show you the product. And then if it was a Zoom call, which was your original question, I would probably be standing up. Let's use my stand-up desk and go upward. I'd probably have something set up behind me or next to me. So if you're selling jewelry, it'd be jewelry next to you. If you've got the towels, I'd have them like hung in a pretty way. That is, if you were having them come into a showroom, you could be like, hey, look at this. So you'd have it like hung on something and be like, oh yeah, this is the black. Oh, let me show you the black. Okay, the black is like this. It's super luxurious. When you touch it, it's so soft. Think QVC, HSN. They touch and they show and they describe. And so if you're going to do it through Zoom, you have to kind of get that across to it. Customers love this because it's just so silky smooth, that kind of thing. And you're going to want to have some sort of setup or display. If it was Mila with her jewelry, it's like this. If it's Shanti and she might have like them up on like cards or something, because we're doing it through Zoom. So we have to make it seem that way. And then you show them, you might be like, hey, here, get the line sheet out. Tell me what you want to see. And you could pull it. Or you do like a bit of a presentation and I would show them the new collection, the best sellers, or like, this is our starter kit. People love this. We can, you know, it's $500 to start. We'll get it to you, blah, 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 that kind of thing. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Who was I talking to in this group that was talking about regional sales managers?
I'll try to make it quick. I had this repeat customer that reached out to me because she sent her subscription box to her boss's house. And I looked at her email and her email line, and she was the head of marketing and PR outreach at Kroger. And so I Googled who she sent her box to, and she sent it to the home of the CEO of Kroger. So I had all this really weird inside information on Kroger, right? So I reached out to this lady because she's already ordered from me 3 times. Now she's a subscription box person. And I was like, hey, I know you love my products, or it seems you love my products. Would you introduce me to the buyers? And she asked what state I lived in, because you have to start regionally. And within 11 minutes, you guys, 11 minutes of her sending that email from the top down, she had connected me with the state person, who connected me with Dallas and Houston managers, who both connected me to their drug and merchandise buyers. 11 minutes, and those people were replying to me. It is insane. I still feel like we're a long way from actually closing, if we close, but we're to the point that we're talking about retail ready shelf packaging. So we've come a long way. And now I'm feeling super outside of my comfort zone, because it's really scary and things I've never done before, but we're just going one step at a time to see, yeah, where it lands.
That's amazing.
So I wanted her to share that, was like, also because obviously it was like luck, but it went to state and then regional, right? So if there are bigger stores that you'd like to get into, walk into the physical locations and ask for the store manager, and then ask the store manager of that location who buys for here, and then they'll connect you. But like, you can think about this and you can think, okay, like if I want to get into Whole Foods or I want to get into whatever, walk in and ask who's the manager, and then say, if I wanted to see if we could sell here, who would you have? Lots of actionable tips and strategies that this masterminder was able to take and implement for her business. Helpful, right? To hear other people's tips and mine, and like it all comboing in to be like, hey, how do I get this question answered? I'm not sure what to do next. Hey, hey, Product Boss. It is podcast recommendation time. This month, I'm all about the DTC Pod, hosted by Ramon Berrios and Blaine Bolas, which is brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. DTC Pod is all about direct-to-consumer topics and covers everything from starting, growing, and optimizing e-commerce stores and direct-to-consumer brands. I absolutely love the recent episode they did with Rosalie of Wild Wonder, who digs deeper into how she was able to bootstrap her multi-million-dollar beverage company. Rosa also dives into their omni-channel approach and how her brand continues to stand out in a crowded market. Sound familiar? Sounds a little bit like multi-stream machine. It works, my friends. All right, so you'll definitely leave feeling inspired. So go check it out. Remember, it's proof it can be done. Listen to DTC Pod wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, Product Boss. Okay, so I have been in business for over 20 years. I know, hard to imagine because I'm only 25 years old. But anyways, the thing is that I have built multiple businesses since I started my very first one at 26. And what I cannot believe is that I was able to build a multi-million dollar business at the age of 43. And what got me there was all of the steps and things that I did after being a decade into my business. It took 10 years for me to realize the things that I was doing wrong and the things that I needed to do and change and add to my life so that I could finally break through that plateau and hit revenue numbers that were beyond my wildest dreams. And honestly, sometimes beyond my nervous system be able to even handle it. So I wanted to tell you all of this because I love masterminds. It's the way that the Product Boss was founded, and it's something that I have done every single year of this business. It is truly the most connected way that I can connect with product bosses, work intimately with them, and help them create strategy to grow their business. And that's exactly what I did. A decade into running my business, struggling, having no one to talk to, no one to go back and forth about, like, I hired this person, they're not working out, what do I do with them? Or, you know, the business is growing really fast, or I don't understand my numbers, or I'm getting this really cool offer for sales. I didn't have anyone to talk to. So because I love mastermind so much, and my mastermind happening right now, our first cohort is so awesome. Shout out to my masterminders. I wanted to tell you that we're now enrolling for cohort number 2, which is kicking off this spring. Okay, we're starting the first week of April. So if you are a product-based business owner who's making over $100,000, you could be making 6 figures, on your way to 7 figures, even multiple 7 figures, and you are so tired of doing this alone. You have had major growth. I had one of my masterminders, Julie, recently say that she feels like we're building a castle on top of IKEA furniture because she's so afraid that all of this amazing stuff that she's building could just crumble because she doesn't have the right systems in place. Or I had another masterminder who had such an incredible opportunity. She was able to come back to our group and to me, and we were able to coach her through the whole thing. So then when, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars came her way, she was able to do it, right? And other masterminders that have thought, hey, I'm going to think about adding a new product. Should I add it? You know, this one's really costly. I'm not selling a lot of them. I'm thinking about adding a new thing. She was able to bounce those ideas off of me and those in the Inner Circle Mastermind. And so if this sounds like anything that is like, I need this, I am looking for that high level strategy and support. I'm looking for a group of people who just get it. I would love to be surrounded people that just encourage me to go after my goals, the ones that I've dreamed of. Then that's exactly what the Inner Circle Mastermind is. It's this incredible community of product bosses that have come together that want to connect, that want to grow, that want to learn from each other. A couple of people said, I didn't even know the questions to ask, or I didn't even know that I didn't know that, right? Because they're learning from each other and they're learning from me. So I am so excited to say that we're enrolling our next cohort. There are a few spots left. So if you are interested in submitting an application to join, then all you have to do is head to theproductbossmastermind.com. I cannot wait to see your application come through. I'll put a link in the show notes and I'll hope to see that come through. Okay, now back to the show. This next masterminder has over $1 million business selling lingerie, and she's planning on having a restock of her bestseller in two colors, plus offering an increased size range at the same time. Now, she's looking for tips and tricks to help her have a successful product restock while factoring in her bestsellers and the increased size range. Let's hear how we address this question. All right, what bra is it for?
The highest seller that we have. In black and gray. So like our two top seller colors, and we've increased the size range to add 1X through 4X. So like plus size and regular will be restocking.
Okay. Awesome. She's like, children have found me. I'd love for this group to give feedback on restock launches, on how to kind of really make it a moment.
Point of sale material. Point of sale material is so critical.
So like, online though?
Oh, only online?
Yeah.
Well, it'd be the same kind of concept though, right? Just in like media version rather than like printed out. Like little
ads, what do you think?
Ads, everything, different sizes, different wording for different groups. Make it easy for them to share it on their own social medias. Make it easy for stores that want to carry you to pick it up for them. Like having ads of different sizes, different groups, different ways. Because everybody's going to identify with something different, and you can take with very little time and change something up pretty small and make it be many different ways.
So I'll tell you like where we're like headed right now for the launch. We talked today about segmenting anyone who's purchased plus sizes in my Shopify, segmenting their email to be the same thing, but change out the images to plus size photos. So we would have like the same duplicate email, but we would send different photos for small through large purchasers and XL through 3X purchasers to see if that helps them, like changing the imagery. And then we would send to someone that like has never bought before, we would just send like one of the versions. It doesn't matter. So this would be the first time trying that. We always do like a leading up to the launch on social media, like dropping hints for about a week ahead of time, getting excitement. We will do a giveaway on social media. We'll have all of our affiliates and ambassadors that are part of it showing their sizes and talking about the product like a week in advance. That's what we typically always do. And then for other than email, we'll have SMS blasts at the same time. We don't really work with a lot of stores. We have like less than 10 wholesale accounts. So there's really not much there. I will reach out to see if any of my wholesale accounts want to restock at the same time, but that'll be like next to nothing. So I'm just really just trying to figure out, since we're still significantly down in our typical sales, I want to see what I can do to like help push this restock. And I'm just wondering if there's any tips on getting people to, I don't know, to purchase that maybe didn't purchase before. Like what would be some good tips to convert?
So we're getting ready to launch our subscription box. And I
did like a full on launch runway. My online business actually started as like a digital products based business for teachers. And so I learned how to like prep your audience for launching like a webinar or something like that. And so that's honestly what we're doing for our subscription box. So we started like a 6-week runway with it. And so it was, we tried to figure out what do they need to know about the product that we're launching before we actually launch it so that we can pre-teach and pre-do the know, like, trust factor. So you could hint, you know, you could show just a picture of the lace, you know, like really get people interested in whatever it is that you're launching. And so my people still do not know that it's a subscription box, and they will not until the day that it opens. So we've put blurred pictures up of it. We've done all sorts of different things. People are guessing like that we're doing some sort of spa retreat that we're doing. Like they are, I mean, some of them think we're going into different stores. Like they just think they're not thinking subscription box, but that's okay because it's generating a lot of buzz and they're really trying to figure out what it is we're doing. And they're actually talking about it and creating some engagement around it. And so we just worked completely backwards. Like, what do we know about the product that we're working on? And what do we need to do to prep our audience for knowing as soon as they can purchase it, that they can't really live without it, or this is something that they've been really waiting for. It's your best seller. So you know that people want it. And those bigger sizes are going to be awesome. So I would just start dropping hints, and we are posting something every single day and just almost overly teasing them. But we have people that have signed up for the waitlist multiple times just because they don't want to miss out on whatever it is that we're launching.
Do you have a separate waitlist when you have something new coming?
We did do a separate waitlist this time. Yes. Just so that we could really specify who was there for that, those specific, you know, that marketing that we've done, because that's basically all that we've done here this last month or so.
How I heard this in the Slack, like there were different ways of doing a wait list. Like, did you use an app or like, how did you set it up?
So because I was in that digital space, I had courses. So I still have Kajabi. So that's where I run everything through is through that. And so yeah, that's where we just create the landing page right in Kajabi with the wait list, and then we can tag in the email. And that's actually still where I run all my emails through, is that just because it's so streamlined and I can just, I know how to use it, and that's what's easiest.
But you would just, through whatever your mail platform is, like you would create your own landing page and then have whoever opts into that be tagged as wait list.
That's what we did for our Black Friday launch. We did something very similar to what you were saying. This is just it's our best seller that's been out for 3.5 years. So I don't feel like I have to educate as much as if it was a brand new product. I just wasn't sure if there was like any suggestions on how to like push it further than what I typically already do. Like, I feel like I might be stuck in the same pattern of doing the same things over and over again. And I wanted to kind of push this one like more than normal. Yeah.
Through this discussion, people bringing up the different points, I think you can come at it from two angles. I think the seeding of the information. So one might be that you start to push out information about not plus size, but like the extended range sizing. And you start to talk about why extended range sizing is great. Like you're talking and in conversation about it. So then when you drop it, they're all like, oh, like it's in their head. Like, oh yeah, she has extended sizing. Oh, that's why I need extended sizing, or inclusive, or whatever you want to say it. I mean, it's not inclusive. It's just that it goes for breastfeeding mamas. You know what I'm saying? It's like they grow. So you could talk about that. And then also you can talk about color drops. So you could also do something like what we're doing, where you send out a survey, and it's like a survey that's like, hey, are you like, we want to gauge from you, would you like to see more extended sizing or more colors? And you tag them out. So you're like, hey, you know, we're coming out with, you know, something new. What would you like to see more of? Extended sizing or colors? And let them self-select. And then you can also market to them separate. So extended colors, oh, that's so awesome. Like, we love this color, our customer favorite colors, da da da. Can you guess what our new colors are coming out? And then the people who pick the extended sizing, like you can kind of gauge on that. Then I would also do marketing, like we were saying, from two angles. One might be like new, extended, like what word do you use for the sizing?
I mean, I say extended size range, but okay, it's going to be plus and busty sizes.
Okay. Plus, busty, extended, whatever you want to make it that makes it make sense to people. Introducing in extended sizes and then like in smaller font, plus new colors. And then you do another version of it that's like the Amelia new colors plus extended sizing. So like subtitle. So you can switch this. The main headline marketing messaging is coming at it from two angles. And then there's like a subline underneath. The other thing is you just start to seed it. So if you think about here, when we talk about stuff, I'll start to talk about best, or I'll start to talk about multiple sales channels, or I'll start to talk about whatever. And I'm just talking about it and bringing it up in the conversation. And then I get more nitty gritty with it. And then I present the solution to it. So I think you're going to really want to identify, you're going to want to lean into the pain point, agitate their pain, and then the solution will be what you give them. And then you come at it from both angles and you'll see which one wins, or you market in two different angles. And it can switch. It could switch around. So like even over that week of marketing, it doesn't have to be new color, new color, new color, new color every day is the messaging. It could be like new color drop. Here's both colors. Why we love the purple. And then like the next one's like, oh, now we've got the yellow color. Like you can switch up your marketing messaging, but playing off of those two pillars.
Okay. This is good. There's a couple of things that I didn't have on my list now. So I will, we'll start dropping teasers now. It's hard when you have like so many things going on at the same time. Like we have a warehouse sale. So I didn't want to drop too much information ahead because then that can cloud people's minds for something else that you have going on. So like, I wasn't going to start talking about it until after the warehouse sale was over, but then it's kind of late.
Right. So you can still do the warehouse sale, but you're just kind of like seeding stuff. Something's coming. Just like she was saying, like, so excited. Can you guess? Let them guess. Right. Okay. Then you could exactly like that blurred out thing. Right. Or it could be like new color drops coming. And you could even do like a fake color palette and be like, which ones do you think it is? You know, like you kind of put them within. Megan of Glass Ladder is so good at this with her bag launches.
Yeah. She's actually a friend of mine. So I follow what
she is.
Does. Yeah.
Okay, so talk to her because she's so good at her drops. And then she does the whole live sale. And then that's really fun. So you might even think like, okay, what
How
do I want to launch?
How does the live sale work? I was just saying, someone just mentioned that to me. How do you execute it?
Okay, so she goes on Instagram and she just sets up her camera. But then she has a team member on their Instagram that's able to drop stuff into the chat. So she doesn't have to worry about the chat. So this is how we do it too. Like I'll have team members in there. So if they say something and then we'll pin it. Or team members that are viewing and answering. So one thing she does, because when you have a live on Instagram and then you post it, they can't see the comments.
Yeah, that's what I don't know how to do it.
So that's okay. So it doesn't matter because we have the live event. So then you can be like live event, introducing whatever, right? You can like bring them all to a live event and then you'd have a team member in the comments. So if people are asking questions, that team member is writing it back. And then she does giveaways when you're live. So like every X amount of minutes, she's like, all right, like in three more minutes, we're going to do a giveaway. And then she's like, she says, read the comments and the team writes it into the comments. So she doesn't verbally say it online because I forget what it was, but it was like a discount code or something. So she doesn't verbally say it.
Because you lose the comments and you post it, you don't want it afterwards. So yeah, that's smart.
Yeah. So she does on the back end. And then, so you can just see, and then like, you can go watch, she does leap up some of her lives and then her big launches. And then she just, it's QVC. She's standing up. Here's the new bag. Here are the three new colors. Isn't it so cute? Oh my gosh. Yeah. Amanda, like she's reading the comments like, yeah, it's totally cute. Yeah. Yeah. You can go to the thing. And then like the team's in there and they're like dropping links or they're responding or they're answering questions. So it's just like this really engaged thing that might be fun for you to do because you're kind of also looking to reinvigorate people. So it might be like, join us at the live launch. We're going to be doing giveaways and then like have giveaways for certain reasons that like this mom would want, you know?
Does she actually take orders though during that live event?
It's not like a live sale. That's like people like LuLaRoe, people do like share a sale. No, not share a sale. LuLaRoe used to do this where they would like actually do like, I used to work with one of the top sellers and they'd be like, I have one of these. It's number 36, right? 36 if you want it. It was like a comment live. Yeah. Now it's called comments live, I think, actually. That's not what it is. It's really just you showing up and sharing it. That's your call to action.
Okay. Yes, definitely. That's a really good. I've kind of done all of these things at different times, but I will apply all of these things to this restock and see how it goes.
One of the things that I learned when we were talking about earlier with the webinars was, that's why if you were watching me, I said, open up your browser. Doesn't matter what browser, Safari, Chrome, da-da-da-da. Open up your browser and type in multistreammachine.com. And then you're going to do this. And then I show them, you're going to go down to this. And then you're going to look at this. Because people also don't want to offend you. I know, you know, Shanti's like, well, we'll just drop off, like, when we know she's about to pitch. But other people, like, she's talking, I feel rude going and doing something while she's talking and they're waiting. So you kind of also wanted to say, like, all right, like, hey, if you're loving this, open up a browser, it's on the front page, and go do this, right? So you just want to keep telling them the action steps to take, which is why I tell you all with, like, your call to actions, shop now. You know, like, not like, if you feel like it, click this button. It's like you tell them what to do. They need you to give them permission to do it. Okay?
Yeah, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. See what happens when you not only have my eyes, but the eyes of everyone else in the group on your business? In true masterminding form, it allows for a collective hive mind to provide feedback and ideas you might not have previously considered. So our last question from this session is from someone who has a multi-six-figure business selling purpose-driven jewelry. Most of her traffic is coming from Meta ads, but she's looking to diversify her acquisition channels and is wondering which channels are worth her time and effort. Let's hear the response. I think Google Shopping and YouTube, you know, you have to be ready to, like, create content and do video and all that. And if you want to do it, and you can test and try. Ambassadors with what you do, which is mental health and people feeling seen and heard, I think ambassadors, affiliates, like brand ambassadors, that kind of world might be more of a connection point because their following and customers have a know, like, trust for them. And so if they trust them and they're pitching it, then it's easier for them to sell to people. For me, that seems like the lighter lift for you versus you trying to figure out the other stuff. But that's just my first opinion.
Yeah, so to me, the ambassador, influencer, affiliate are very similar with some different level of control and effort. How do you think about which one is the right model for anyone?
Well, okay, so brand ambassadors. Brie, I think, do we have this in there? Okay, so Paula from Clean and Dirty talks about her brand ambassador program inside of your portal. And that is where it's not like, when I was a brand ambassador for FabFitFun or for, like, this food company or whatever, let's just go back to Amanda thinking, like, if I was going to launch this, I think we talked about ambassadors, but it would be like, we're launching this and it would be sending a deck to people.
How do you track and compensate them based on the sales? Do you use their platform that you recommend?
There are. Amanda, your hand's up because I think you do this. So do you want to jump in?
Yeah, I'm, like, living this right now. So I can just share what I'm doing. So I have an affiliate program. I use GoF Pro. It's, I want to say, maybe, like, less than $30 a month, but it tracks everything in the platform. And then I manually pay everybody through PayPal when they make transactions. My affiliates get 10% commission. I do not give them anything for free. They're typically my customers who like sharing with their friends or sisters or whatever. And then they just want to get a couple bucks for helping out. I just did the ambassador search that we talked about in our one-on-one, Jacqueline. And so what I did was I put out on social media an application in a Google Doc, and I had, like, I think it was like over 80 people filled it out. I scrolled through, I, like, searched their Instagrams. Anybody who looked like they would be good to make content for the brand wearing the product, they all pretty much had to already own the product to, like, know about the product and love the product. So I just sent the affiliate or the ambassadors the welcome email, and I told them that they're going to get gifted one product. And if their sales can, like, show that they are, like, continue to do it, they'll get something new each month to help promote and, like, be basically my sales reps that are kind of part of the brand. And they're all very passionate about the brand already. So that's kind of the difference. Like, affiliate is, like, the lower tier. My ambassadors are, like, my top tier, and they're going to get 15% commission instead of 10% commission. So I'm basically going to use them to create content for social and ads and stuff, get different bodies in the product for me. So that's kind of, like, how I'm working it. And I'm feeling like those who I'm choosing as ambassadors are, like, good faces like for the brand. Like it's not just going to be all me talking about it. Like they're, I'm going to make each of them do like testimonials and like actually talk about like why they love the product to kind of help give it more than just me always talking about my own product.
I love it. Thank you. Yeah. And what's the name of the platform you use again for tracking the sales?
I'll put it in the chat. It's GoFPro.
So that's tracking. There's like a Share a Sale, which we've partnered with in the past. It's kind of expensive to kind of get on, but like you can find other people through it. But you know, you can cookie people in. You can give. There's all the software, so you all can keep thinking about it. But for you, sure, you can do Google Shopping and YouTube, but it's a whole other production, editing, keyword heavier lift. I think people are feeling like sales are down right now. And they are. I was talking about this in Next Level. The world feels like it's on fire. I was like, well, it's kind of an apocalyptic year because it's an election year. So it's a rough time right now where things are scary to people. They're unsure what to do. Like houses are sitting on the market. Like things aren't necessarily feeling safe. And so when do you feel safe? You feel safe when someone you know, like, and trust recommends a product to you. Right? Or you connect deeply with them, right? Because we can all see things on YouTube and someone can pitch us something. And you're like, I don't know where this is coming from, whatever. So I do think like that more connect, and especially for what you're selling, Juhi, like more connected with people. And if you can use other people that are connected with your mission and your words, it's going to have a bigger impact than us having to find this somehow on YouTube versus keywords. Yeah. And it's funny, full circle, going back to, you know, we were talking about like Megan. No, it wasn't Megan. Oh my God, I'm blanking. But when we were talking about Germanology Unlocked, right, we were talking about like, she's like, I keep doing this and the same people keep showing up. And it was like, but it's like, they're also your raving fans. So when they're buying in and you're like, oh, you're really into this. Do you want to be an ambassador? You know, like, hey, do you want to, you know, do this? Like even here in the mastermind, like if you love it and you refer someone, we will do a commission sort of thing. It's like, it's, I can stand here and dance all day and be like, the mastermind is awesome. But like, if you believe the mastermind is awesome and you go tell a friend that it's awesome, or like that, you know, Megan, and Megan was in the mastermind, right? You trust it more than just the person selling it. So that's where I think you go, and you have amazing resources in this mastermind of people who are doing it that maybe you all can kind of like talk through the versions of it and stuff.
Yeah, makes sense. And do you have that in a contract where I own the content they create and I can use for any kind of marketing purposes like ads or emails?
Yeah, I think when they become an ambassador and affiliate, that's the agreement they're making with you, that like you have rights to, yeah, an affiliate agreement, an ambassador agreement. Yeah, so you have rights to use the product. And also you can choose to let them go when you want, you know, or if like they do something inappropriate or they're not aligned with your values, like there's those options too. The same way that, you know, we're incentivizing their performance. And then if they did something real weird, we might have, you know, if they went Kanye on you, then you got to disconnect, right? You got dropped by everyone. Okay. Wasn't that just incredible? I mean, to hear these higher level questions and to hear the feedback, I mean, there were so many golden nuggets shared here, and we were able to dig deep into what specific tips and tricks would work for their individualized businesses. And one of my favorite parts about the Inner Circle Mastermind is being able to discuss such high level strategy and being able to have my eyes on each and everyone's specific businesses, right? I've been coaching for almost 20 years. So I love to have this personalized feedback and really help my masterminders reach that next level. That's why I love these smaller groups, these cohorts that I put together every quarter. So if you're making over $100,000 in revenue or above, or you're on your way to seven figures, or you're at seven figures or beyond, and you're ready to take your business next level, and you think, you know what? I think a mastermind might be the right place for me, because I'll tell you, I was a decade into my business before I ever found a mastermind. And I can't believe I struggled and suffered for so long by myself. And when I finally found that group that had a leader, like a coach and a leader, plus this amazing group of people, I cannot even tell you the relief I had. Like, it was so good. It was like a cold shower on a hot, hot day, right? Where you're like, oh my God, this is so refreshing. And so if this is for you and you're like, yes, I want to learn more about this, or you know what, I'm ready to apply today, which I know a lot of you might be, head over to theproductboss.com www.thebrandmastermind.com and submit an application today. We have a handful of spots open for the spring cohort. So I hope to see your application come through. All right. If you love this, let me know. Send me an Instagram message at The Product Boss. And otherwise, I'm so excited to see your applications roll in. I cannot wait to see some of your incredible businesses out there and how I can help you as well. Thanks, friends. Thank you for being here and listening all the way through The Product Boss Podcast. If you love our show and it has helped you in any way in your business, would you mind doing two things for us? Subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode and leave us a review. Reviews help other product entrepreneurs know that this is the place to be to grow their businesses and realize that they're not alone. And we know that you all know that a 5-star and honest review helps you sell more products to more people. So you know that your reviews help us reach more listeners around the world. Remember, what we give is what we receive, and we are all about helping each other in the Product Boss community. We are all in this together. We would be so appreciative of you if you could take the time right now to subscribe, leave a review, and even share this episode on social or someone you know so we can impact more lives. And remember, subscribing means that you will get notified each time we release a new episode so you never miss a thing. You have helped us grow and climb into the top 10 of all marketing podcasts, and together we can keep climbing. Thank you, friends. And remember, there is room at the top for all of us.